Morning. According to the arrangement, we'll talk about Jesus Christ, our chief shepherd.
今天早上经过安排，我们要来谈我们的大牧者耶稣基督。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
我们请翻到彼得前书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
Verse 2 to 4.
第二到第四节。
First Peter chapter 5, verse 2.
彼得前书五章第二节，一起读。
Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion or voluntarily, according to the will of God, not with greed, but with eagerness. Three.
第三，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
But by proving example to the flock. Four.
第四。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive an unfading crown of glory. Here, Elder Peter tells all the workers and all the brothers and sisters.
这里彼得长老告诉所有的同工和弟兄姐妹
that be a good shepherd.
我们要成为好牧人
shepherd the flock of God according to the will of God.
要牧养在我们中间神的群羊
The Bible always compares God as a shepherd.
圣经里面常常描述神是我们的牧人
And then we are his sheep.
我们是他的羊。
That is the picture depicted in Psalm chapter 23.
那是在诗篇二十三篇所描绘出来的画面。
The hymn that we have just sung actually is all the words is directly from there.
我们刚刚所唱的赞美诗其实也是从诗篇二十三篇出来的。
God is the one who can take care of everyone.
神就是那一位可以照顾每一个人的神。
Both spiritually and physically.
不管是属灵或属肉上。
Without God is our shepherd, our life is not filled.
如果没有神做我们的牧者，我们的生命是空虚的。
However, God is in heaven.
但是神在天上。
How can he shepherd each of us?
他要如何能够牧养到每一个人呢？
Then, of course, our God has assigned a lot of smaller shepherds like you and I.
所以神就派很多的小牧人，像你跟我一样。
So that we have to shepherding and also pastoring each other.
我们就要彼此来牧养。
So Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd.
那么主耶稣他就是牧长。
Verse 4 tells us he's the chief one. This means he's the highest one, biggest one.
第四节告诉我们的他是牧长，就是那最大最有权柄的。
First, all of us have to learn from him.
所以我们首先要先向他学习。
If you want to be a good shepherd, you have to learn from Lord Jesus.
如果你想要成为一个好牧人，你要向牧长学习。
Secondly, everyone have to report to him.
第二点，我们每一个小牧人都要向这个牧长来交报告。
Just like when you go to work, you report to your boss.
就像你去上班，你必须向你的上司做报告。
Your boss also report to his boss.
你的上司也有他的上司。
And the top one is the chief officer.
那最大的就是这公司的大老板。
So everyone, you have to report to your different level.
所以每一个人按照自己的层级要向上司来报告。
But for us, spiritually, everyone, even though you are a smaller shepherd, you have to report directly to Jesus someday.
那身为小牧人的每一个我们都要直接向我们的大牧长来报告。
He may not talk to you every day to tell you how you are doing, but you have to reflect on yourself.
他可能不会天天来检查你做得如何，但是你自己要自我检查。
In the future, when he appears, when his second coming,
当他第二次再来的时候
，then he will reward you according to how you do as a shepherd.
他就会照着你所做的、所行的来报偿你。
So who are the shepherd?
那谁是牧者呢
？If you are parents at home, you are the shepherd of your children.
如果你在家是当家长的，你就是家里小羊的牧者。
And then if you are RE teacher, you are the shepherd of your students.
那如果你在教会是宗教教育老师，你就是你的学生的牧羊人。
If you are the church council member, you are also shepherding the sheep of God.
如果你在教会是当负责人的，那你就是牧养神的群羊。
And also, of course, if you are minister like deacons and preachers, then of course, they are the spiritual shepherd of the whole church.
那当然，如果你身为圣职人员，也就是长老、执事、传道，那你就是照管神的全部群羊。
And of course, if you are married, your spouse, you have to take care of them spiritually, and then of course you are their shepherd too.
那如果你已经结婚了，你就是你另外一半的牧者。
So one way or the other, we are shepherd of someone, and also we are being shepherd by someone.
所以不管怎么说，我们是牧养别人的人，同时我们也被别人所牧养。
So we have to learn how to be a good sheep, and also how to be a good shepherd.
所以我们同时要学习如何当一只好的羊，也同时学习如何当一个好牧人。
So how can we learn to being a good shepherd?
那现在我们就要来学习怎么当一个好牧人。
We have to learn from Lord Jesus.
我们要从主耶稣身上来学。
Based on John chapter 1, we can learn a few points.
我们从约翰福音第一章可以学到几点。
How can be a good shepherd?
要怎么成为一个好牧人。
The first point.
第一点。
A good shepherd entered to the flock through the gate.
一个好牧人进入他的羊圈是从门进去的。
Let's turn to John, Gospel of John, chapter 10.
我们请翻到约翰福音第十章。
Chapter 10, verse 1 to 2.
第十章的第一到第二节。
John, chapter 10, verse 1 to 2.
约翰福音第十章一到二节。
Chapter 3.
一起读
truly,
我实实在在地告诉你们
truly,
人进羊圈不从门进去到从别处爬进去那人就是贼就是强盗
another way, he's a thief and a robber too.
第二从门进去的才是羊的牧人
is a shepherd of the sheep. Here tell us how do we recognize who is a good shepherd.
这里教导我们如何去分辨谁才是好牧人。
Well, if someone tried to enter the flock with the sheep, climbing the fence or breaking the fence, he is not a good shepherd.
如果一个人要进羊圈，他却不从门进去，他爬这个栅门栅栏进去的话，他就不是好牧人。
Because if he do not have access to the gate, that means he is a robber or he is someone who going to steal or to kill the sheep.
因为他没有这个门的钥匙，所以他只能用爬的进去，那就代表他是贼或是强盗。
That means nobody assigned him. He is not being approved. He is not having the identity to take care of the sheep.
也就是他没有被认定，没有被差遣去当好牧人。
So.The first criteria of being a good shepherd is you have to be sent, you have to be approved.
所以第一个成为好牧人的条件就是你是被差遣的。
You have to have the legitimacy of being assigned as a shepherd.
你是被认证要去当这个牧人的。
You have to be sent by someone.
是有人派遣你去的。
Of course, it's the one who owned the sheep and then sent you.
当然就是拥有这一群羊的主人他差派你去牧羊。
You may not own the sheep, but you are being sent by someone.
你可能不是这一群羊的主人，但是你是被这个主人差派去牧羊的。
So that is very important.
那这就很容易明白。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
我们请翻到使徒行传第二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Verse 28.
二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Let's read.
一起读。
圣灵，你们做全
群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Here the shepherd is the overseer.
这里，这个好牧人就是全群的监督。
Is the elders? Is the ministers?
就是这个长老或者是圣职人员。
But who sent them?
但是这些人是谁派的呢？
It's Holy Spirit sent them.
是圣灵立他们去做的。
You cannot just go by yourself.
你不能自己说你要去做。
If you are a minister, you cannot be, oh, I want to be a minister. It's the one who sent by the church. The church ordained you. The Holy Spirit ordained you.
不是你自己说我要当圣职人员你就当了，这是要教会来案例的。
So it's also the same. It's not, oh, I want to be a parent, I can be a parent.
当然，也不是说我想要成为父母，我就当父母了。
God give you this child, God give you this gift, and then you can be a parent.
当神赐给你这个礼物，你成为父母的时候。
So every shepherd has to be being assigned or sent by someone.
所以每一个牧人都是被神所差派的。
And of course, it's God who sent us.
当然，这是神差派我们。
So Jesus said, you have to go through the gate.
所以主耶稣说，你必须从门进去。
So what is the gate?
那什么是门呢？
Let's turn back to John chapter 10.
我们来看回约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10 verse 7.
第十章第七节。
John chapter 10 verse 7.
约翰福音十章七节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
Two, three. So Jesus said to them,
truly, truly, I say to you, I
am the door of the sheep.Now Jesus here explains even further.
这时候主耶稣更进一步解释了。
What is the gate?
什么是门？
I am the gate.
我就是门。
Jesus Christ said, you have to go through me, and then you can go to the sheep.
主耶稣说，你必须要经过我，才可以进到群羊那里。
If you want to take care of the sheep,
如果你要照顾群羊，
you have to go through me.
你要经过我。
It's not by you.
不是你自己走。
It's not because you are educated or you are smart or you have experience.
不是因为你受了高等教育，或者是你很聪明。
Or you learn psychology.
或者是你学过心理学。
Or sociology.
一些社会学。
Or you are very capable in the world in counseling.
或者是你在世界上很有成就，你很会辅导别人。
Of course, those are worldly knowledge.
当然，那是世界上的知识。
But knowledge cannot change life.
但是知识没办法改变生命。
Only life can change life.
只有生命才可以改变生命。
Life can inspire life, transform life.
生命可以影响生命，可以去启发生命。
So that's why Jesus have to come to this world.
所以为什么耶稣要来到世上？
Who is Jesus?
谁是主耶稣？
Jesus actually is the one true God in heaven.
主耶稣就是天上的独一真神。
But in order to save us, who is the sinner, who is a being falling?
但是为了要拯救我们这一些堕落的罪人，
He has to become a human.
他要成为一个人。
He has to become a gate.
他要成为一道门。
So if you want to access life, being taken care by God.
所以如果你想要进入神所赐的生命，
You have to go through Lord Jesus Christ.
你必须要经过主耶稣。
If you have not gone through Him,
如果你没有经过他，
Not only that, you cannot help others, you cannot help yourself.
不只是你帮不了别人，你连自己都帮不了。
Because Jesus is the only door.
因为主耶稣是那唯一的门。
There's no other door in your life that can really help you.
在你的生命里面没有其他的门可以来帮助你。
Right. Yes, there are many doors we try to knock and open.
是的，我们生命当中可能有很多门，我们想要把它敲开。
You want to apply for a school, you have to go to their door.
你要去申请一所学校，你就要去敲他的门。
You go to apply for a company, you have to lock their door.
你想要去申请一个工作，你也要敲他的门。
You try to get married, you have to ask someone to open their door in their heart.
你想要去进入婚姻，你也要敲别人的门。
There are many doors that we need to open.
有很多的门，我们要一道一道的经过。
But there's only one door that's the most important.
但是有一道门是最重要的。
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
我们请翻到约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14 verse 6.
十四章的第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
One, two, three.Jesus said to him,
I am
the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus make it very clear here.
耶稣在这里讲得非常清楚。
If you want life,
如果你想要生命,
if you want to go through the Father, go to the Father,
如果你想要去到天父那里,
if you want grace and peace in your whole life,
如果你想要恩典慈爱进入你的生命,
you have to go through the door, go through the way.
你要经过这一条道路。
So as a shepherd, if we want to really help others,
所以身为牧人，如果你很想帮别人，
you have to ask yourself one question.
你就要好好问自己一个问题。
Do I go through Jesus?
我有经过主耶稣吗？
Am I being receiving the grace and the inspiration of God every single day?
我是不是每天都有从神那里领受到什么恩典呢？
Is the life of God strongly in my heart?
是不是神的生命很强烈的存在在我里面呢？
If you don't go through Jesus, there's nothing you can offer.
如果你没有经过主耶稣，那你是给不出任何东西的。
Just like we are the preachers.
就像我们身为传道人
or minister,
或者是圣职人员。
If we don't go through Jesus to help the members, we can do nothing.
如果我们没有透过主耶稣来帮助其他人，我们是做不了什么的。
Because we are nobody.
因为我们谁都不是。
So Jesus said, if you want to be a good shepherd, you yourself have to go through the gate.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，如果你要当一个好牧人，你必须先经过这道门。
That gate is Jesus.
那一道门就是主耶稣。
That gate is the truth.
那一道门就是真理。
Have you gone through it?
你有没有经过呢？
Second point.
第二点。
Let's turn back to John chapter 10.
我们再翻回约翰福音第十章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
John chapter 10, verse 3.
约翰福音第十章第三节。
Let's read again.
一起读。
John 10, 3. Until 3.
看门的就给他开门。
To him, the doorkeeper opens.
羊也听他的声音。
And the sheep listen to his voice.
他按着名叫自己的羊。
And he calls his own sheep by name.
出来。
And he leads them out.So the second point is a good shepherd has to know his sheep very, very, very well.
第二点就是好牧人他必须非常熟悉自己的羊。
One time that I was in another church.
有一次我去到另外一个教会。
I asked one of the council members.
我问一个负责人
Hey, what is the name of that brother? I just talked to me.
刚刚跟我讲话的那个弟兄，你知道他叫什么名字吗？
Because I don't go there all the time. I only like every 5-10 years.
因为我很少去那间教会。
I forgot his name.
我忘了他的名字。
I asked the council member, what is his name?
我问那个负责人说，请问那个弟兄叫什么名字？
Oh, he say, yeah, what is his name?
那这个负责人就说他叫什么名字？
I also don't know.
我也不知道。
In my heart, I'm thinking you are a council member in the church. You don't know his one of your members' name.
我心里在想说，你身为负责人，连一个信徒的名字你都不知道。
Then how well you know the member? Then I know.
那你要如何去熟悉全部的人？
And another time I was also in another church for a spiritual convocation.
那另外一次我去到另外一间教会来协助灵恩布道会。
And asked one of the co-worker.
我问一个同工。
And said, what is that sister's name?
那位姐妹叫什么名字？
Oh, I don't know.
她说我不知道。
Oh, why would it be like this?
为什么会这样呢？
Maybe sometimes we travel a lot as preacher, right? Sometimes you are away for 2 months, come back, or someone new, you don't know his name.
可能身为传道，他也常常出差，所以回来的时候看到一个新的脸孔，他也不认识。
That is understandable.
那是可以理解。
Right, but if you are in a local church,
但是如果你每个礼拜都在这个教会，
or you have a local member,
或者是你每个礼拜都在这里聚会，
you see someone sitting next to you, sitting close to you for 20 years.
这二十年来，这个人他一直出现在你的身边，甚至坐在你旁边。
You don't know his name or her name.
但是你不知道他的名字。
What does it mean?
那是什么意思？
You don't know the name, that means you are not really care who they are.
如果你连名字都不知道，表示你不太在乎他是谁。
But God cares who we are.
但是神很在乎我们每一个人。
In the Old Testament, when God appeared to someone,
在旧约神向人显现的时
候， often time God just mentioned their name direct.
第一件事，神就是呼唤他的名字。
Like when the burning bush, Moses was in the wilderness.
就像摩西在旷野里面那个燃烧着的这个荆棘。
How did God call Moses?
神怎么叫摩西呢？
God called his name 2 times.
神直接叫他的名字两次。
Moses, Moses.
摩西，摩西。
Put down your sandal.
把你的鞋脱下来。
God did not say, wait, wait, hello, hello.
神没有说，哎。
No. Moses, Moses.
神呼叫他摩西，摩西。
When God appeared to Samuel, the young boy Samuel, for the first time,
当神第一次向小朋友撒摩尔显现的时候，
Wow, he was in the house of God.
他住在神的殿中。
Samuel, Samuel.
神在夜间说，撒摩尔，撒摩尔。
Not only God knows us by name, but God even called a person. Sometimes he called it 2 times.
不是只有神他知道我们的名字，他甚至要叫我们的时候会叫两次。
Because when people mention our name.We feel that wow, we are being remembered, we are being understood.
因为当人在呼唤我们名字的时候，我们就会觉得我们被记起来，被想念。
It's important.
这是很重要的。
Wow, so that's why it shows that God really care for us.
所以这就表示神非常在意我们。
He only not only knows Moses or Samuel. God, the Bible tells us, God knows every one of us by name.
神并不是只有记得摩西或是撒摩尔的名字，圣经告诉我们，神记得我们每一个人的名字。
Because he cares for us.
因为他很在乎我们。
So here said, Jesus said, a good shepherd will call his sheep by name.
所以这里告诉我们，一个好牧人会叫他的羊的名字。
And he will lead them out.
把他们领出来。
Today, do you call brother and sister by name?
今天你有按着名字来叫你的弟兄姐妹吗？
Usually I request the ushers. When we do the usher training.
在我们接待人员训练的时候
，Because in the past maybe you didn't mention about this, but now we have to train all the usher.
现在我们要开始来训练所有的接待人员
，All the council member,
所有的这个负责人。
When you see member, you have to call out their name, brother so and so, sister so and so, or minister, or preacher, or even little children.
当你看见教会所有的信徒，你要称呼他某某弟兄、某某姐妹。
Because that means they are in your heart. If they are not in your heart, you do not remember their name.
那表示他们都在你的心里，因为如果你叫不出他们的名字，那就表示这些人不 wow, 没有在你心里。
But Jesus always knows us.
但是主耶稣永远都认识我。
He knows all his sheep.
他认识每一只羊。
He just called their name.
而且叫他们的名字。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
我们来看箴言。
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 23.
箴言二十七章二十三节。
Proverbs 27 verse 23.
箴言二十七章二十三节。
Let's read.
我们大家一起读。
Proverbs 27:23.
箴言二十七章二十三节。
23.
你要
详细知道羊群的情况，
留心料理你的牛群。
Know well the condition of your flocks and pay attention to your herds. here is a good shepherd. He know not only know his name, but also know the condition.
这里是一个好牧人，他不只知道他羊的名字，还知道他们的近况。
Do you know how he is doing?
你知道他最近好不好
？For example, if you have parents, do you know what your children is going through right now?
就像你身为父母，请问你知道你的孩子最近好不好吗
？For example, you just ask him every day. You just ask, oh, what is the schoolwork? What is the grade?
每天孩子从学校回来，你就问他说，今天怎么样？考试的考得好不好
？Have you practiced your piano?
你有没有去练琴啊
？Don't play too much computer.
不要玩太多电动哦。
If it's all we say every single day,
如果每天都这样说
，Do you know what is going through in his mind?
那你知道在他的心里到底他正在经历什么事吗
？Do you know why he is so unhappy?
你知道他为什么这么不开心吗
？Do you know he has been bullied in school?
你知道他在学校被欺负吗
？Do you know what website he is visiting?
你知道他上了什么样的网站吗
？A lot of parents don't know.
很多的父母什么都不知道。
They think that oh yeah, my children is in the room, is in the house, they are doing fine.
他觉得我的孩子每天都有回家，都在他的房间，他没事。
They go to church every week with me.
他们每个礼拜都有乖乖跟着我去教会。
But actually, in his mind, maybe he is thinking about leaving church soon. Do you know?
在他的头脑里，很有可能他在盘算着什么时候要离开教会。你知道吗
？A lot of time we don't even know.
很多时候我们根本不知道。
Because we don't have time or we don't want to find out.
很多时候我们没有时间，或者是我们根本不想知道。
So, but if we really want to find out, God will help us.
所以，如果你很想要了解你的孩子，神就会帮助你。
You ask them to talk to them.
你就要问问他们，跟他们聊聊天。
There was one time in another church. There was a minister on a Sabbath day.
有一次在另外一个教会，有一个圣职人员在安息日。
We saw a sister.
他看见一个姐妹。
He just mentioned to her and said, "Oh, sister, good to see you today."
他跟她说，姐妹，今天很高兴看到你。
And then he very sincerely he asked, "How are you doing, sister?"
他很诚心地问他说：“姐妹，你最近好吗
？”Very sincere, not just "Oh, how are you? Oh, fine, okay, and then go." Not like that.
他是很真心地问，不是只是随口问问说你好不好啊
？Say how are you?
他问他你近来好不好
？Sister start the eyes a little bit watery, a little bit cry a little bit.
被他问的姐妹眼眶就含泪。
I have some family problem.
我家里出现一些问题。
My husband, he has an affair.
我丈夫他有了外遇。
The minister was shocked.
这个圣职人员非常的惊讶。
Okay, we find a time, proper place to talk about it.
他就另外找一个时间，适当的地点来跟他聊一聊。
Sometimes if you don't really care about other people, you don't know what they're going through.
有时候如果我们没有真的关心身边的人，我们就不知道他们的近况如何。
So if you want to be a good shepherd,
所以如果你想要成为好牧人
，pay attention.
你要专心，要注意。
Like your child recently, he behaved differently.
就像你的孩子，如果最近你觉得他的行为不太一样
，Like your husband is different than before，
或者是你的丈夫好像举止有一点跟以前不同
，Maybe too much stress or maybe something going on，
可能是太多的压力，或者是发生什么事了。
Maybe your RE student didn't show up for 2 weeks already。
如果你的宗教教育学生已经两个礼拜没有出现了
do you know why they didn't show up？
你知道他为什么没来吗
？Do you go to visit them？
你有没有去探访他呢
？Or council member， if you see some members， they have been less fervent than before。
或者是教会的负责人，他已经不像以前那么热心。
Or you see some member, they come less often than before.
或者是你看到这个信徒最近已经不怎么来聚会了。
That member always say no to holy work.
或者是那个信徒常常对圣工都是拒绝的态度。
He not used to be like this.
他以前好像不是这样。
But now become like that.
为什么现在变这样呢
？Why? What happened?
到底发生什么事了？
If a good shepherd always know the condition, he'll adjust the direction or give the special care that the sheep need.
一个好牧人，如果他发现羊有不同的情况，他就会调整他要关心他们的角度。
Don't wait until too late.
不要等到一切都太迟。
Oh, don't wait until a member stop coming for 6 months, and then suddenly you find out, oh yeah, that person stopped coming for 6 months already.
你不要等到一个人都消失半年了，你才发现说，哎，他好像很久没来了。
Or even already passed away.
或者是他都过世。
There was one time I was in another church.
有一次我在另外一个教会。
After a long time no going to the church, I go back.
在经过很长一段时间之后，我再去一次那个教会。
When I go back, I ask, "What is that? What happened to that elderly member who was here before?"
我就问那里的负责人说，哎，那个年长的弟兄姐，弟兄他一个姐妹，他最近好吗
？A lot of council members say they don't know.
很多的负责人都说不知道。
Then why don't in my heart, I think why don't they find out what happened?
那我就想说奇怪，他们怎么不去找一找原因
？But they don't know, they don't find out.
他们没有去问为什么那个老姐妹没来。
Oh, man, eventually someone find out.
那最后才有人发现。
Already 6 months ago, that this sister passed away in the old age home already.
六个月前，这个老姐妹已经在老人院过世了。
Even the funeral was done.
连丧礼都办完了。
They didn't know.
他们不知道。
It was very bad.
非常糟糕。
But thank God they learned from that mistake.
但是感谢神，他们从错误当中来学习。
From then on, they organized the care group, the visitation team, visit old member regularly.
在那时候开始，他们就组织关怀组，常常去关怀这些老人家。
When I go to USA this time,
我这一次去了美国。
One of the church,
在一个教会。
Wow, when they enter the gate, enter the door in the usher desk.
当人们从这个接待桌经过，
they have a device. They have a device.
他们有一个机器。
Wow, every member come in have to do.Like automatic check attendance.
有信徒经过的时候，他们就要打卡。
Oh, this is not a routine because this is for the church. No, who has come, who didn't come?
这不是一个这个点名作业，而是让教会知道说谁有来，谁没来。
So for those who didn't come for 1 week, 2 weeks, immediately will know, especially when the church is getting bigger, more people.
所以当教会越来越大，越来越多人的时候，教会很自然就可以关心到那些一次没来、两次没来的信徒。
So if you truly care for the sheep, you will find out what the situation.
所以如果你真的很关心群羊，你就会很想要知道他们的情况。
The third point, a good shepherd.
第三点有关于好牧人。
Let's turn back to John chapter 10.
我们翻回来约翰福音第十章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
我们一起读第四节。既放出自己的羊来，就在羊里走。
He goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. The third characteristic of a good shepherd is he walks ahead of his sheep.
第三个好牧人的特点就是他走在羊的前面。
And because of the close relationship and because of the example, they follow.
因为他与羊非常亲近，也因为他带领在前面，所以羊就自动跟上。
Sheep do not follow strangers.
羊是不会跟着陌生人走的。
Sheep always follow someone he knows.
羊一定是跟着他认得的人走。
And sheep have very bad eyesight. They cannot see clearly.
因为羊的视力不太好，他看不太清楚。
He cannot really recognize your face.
他没有办法认清你的脸的长相。
But they have good hearing.
但是他们的耳朵很好。
So they will hear your voice. Oh, it's a voice recognition, right? Oh, that voice I know. Okay, I'll follow.
所以他们会用耳朵来跟随。如果这个人的声音我认得，那我就跟。
That means if you want someone to follow you.
所以代表你如果想要有人跟着你。
You need to have good and strong relationship with the one who you are leading.
你要跟你所带领的人有很强烈的关系。
And the voice must be comforting, maybe assuring for them.
而且你的声音对他来说要非常的确定，而且要非常的温柔。
And that voice sometimes is gentle, sometimes is strict. Don't go there, for example, or come.
有时候声音对他们来说要很直接，告诉他们不要过去，赶快过来，或者是很温柔。
But that voice must be recognizable.
但是那个声音要能够让他认得。
So it's a long-term relationship.
所以是一段很长的关系。
So, just like you and your children.
就像你和你的孩子。
If you do not build up the relationship before they become teenager.
如果你在你的孩子进入青少年之前，你没有跟他建立一段好的关系。
You are so busy with work.
你在工作上太忙碌。
And then you don't have time for them.
你没有时间留给他们。
You just give them the iPad and the video game.
就是给他们平板，给他们电动玩具。
Just let them go to learn this and that, fill up their schedule.
就是把他们再来再去学这个学那个。
But you don't talk to them.
但是你不跟他们说话。
They don't recognize your voice.
他们不认得你的声音。
And when they become teenager.
当他们进入青少年期。
And then you're not liking what they behave.
那时候你看不顺眼他们所做的事。
And then you try to tell them something.
那时候你才开口说话。
They don't recognize your voice.
他们不认得你的声音。
They say in the past you don't care for me. Why you want to control me now?
他说：“过去你根本就不在乎我，现在你为什么要来控制我
？”If you want them to follow you, you have to let them understand, know your voice at early on.
如果你要他们认得你的声音，在他们小时候，你就要常常对他们说话。
When they were young, you have to be strict. When you have to be strict, you have to be strict.
在他们小的时候，你要严格就要严格。
When you have to comfort them, you have to comfort them.
在该安慰的时候就要安慰他们。
Your voice will last a memory in their mind.
你的声音会在他们的记忆里面留下。一道这个痕迹。
But here I said one more point. If you want the sheep to follow you,
但是这里还有提到另外一点，如果你要羊跟着你
，you have to lead. You have to lead by example.
你要走在前头，设下榜样。
You have to go ahead of them.
你要走在他的前面给他看。
You cannot just stand at the back.
你不能站在他的后面。
It's not just taking care of the ducks or the goose, right?
好像在赶鸭子的人。
People who raise ducks or goose before you know.
或者是赶鹅的人。
You have to make two long sticks.
你好像拿着两只很长的棍子。
And then at the back, you say,
"你就是在赶他们，赶鸭子。
Oh, and then they will go.
然后他们就往前冲。
But sheep have different characteristics.
但是羊的个性还有特征不同。
You cannot say, "Go, go, 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 go."
你不能站在他后面说走走走。
Go there, go there. Adjust your direction.
往前走，往前走。
You have to go in front of them.
你要走在他们的前头。
You have to lead by example.
你要走在前面做模范。
This is exactly what Lord Jesus Christ did to us.
这也是主耶稣为我们设下的榜样。
Before he came to the world,
在他来到世界之前，
we didn't know what is true love.
我们不知道什么是真爱。
Because in this world, love is very selfish.
因为在这个世界上的爱常常都是很自私的。
I love you because you fulfill my criteria.
我爱你是因为你有满足我的要求。
I love you because you can have good use of me.
我爱你是因为你对我有好处。
Oh, I love you because you are lovely, you are beautiful.
我爱你是因为你长得很漂亮。
Human love is very selfish.
人类的爱非常的自私。
But God show us what is love.
但是神展现给我们看什么才是爱。
God came down to the world.
神从天上下来。
Give up his heavenly throne.
他放弃了他天上的宝座。
Born in a manger.
生在马槽里。
Live a poor life.
一辈子生活在贫穷里面。
Because he want to approach the poor.
因为他想要靠近贫穷的人。
The sinners.
罪人。
The unworthy.
那一些不配的人。
And then eventually he have to die for us on the cross.
最后他却为了这些人死在十字架上。
He didn't tell us what is love.
他没有告诉我们什么是爱。
He didn't give a sermon about what is love.
他也没有做一篇讲道来说什么是爱。
But he did it for us.
但是他做出来。
He says he did it on the cross.
他直接坐在十字架上。
And we know what is love.
所以我们就知道什么是爱。
This is called the set by example.
这就是说什么才是榜样。
But do you know why a lot of time we are not able to influence others?
你知道为什么大部分时候我们都没有办法影响别人吗？
We try to tell other people what to do.
我们很想告诉别人该怎么做。
But we cannot influence them.
但是我们影响不了别人。
Because we were at the back.
因为我们站在后面。
Especially when we are parents, it's very challenging.
特别是身为父母的我们。
Nowadays, children don't listen. They don't listen. They don't learn by listening anymore.
现在的孩子，他们不再从听来学习。
They use their eyes to learn.
他们用眼睛来学习。
Listening is not working anymore in this generation.
在这个世代的孩子，耳朵已经不再有什么作用。
They just watch.
他们用眼睛看。
You don't have to talk too much.
所以你不用说太多。
There was a story.
有一个故事是这么说的。
Oh, there was a father.
有个父亲。
In the house.
在家里。
Wow. Enjoying his cigarette after the dinner.
他每天晚上很喜欢的就是吃完晚饭抽一根烟。
In the balcony.
在他的阳台。
For many years.
就这样很多年过去了。
This is his habit. This is what he enjoys.
他就是每天都在这个时间会享受这根烟。
And the children grown up.
那孩子看着他这样一年一年过去就长大。
One day the school complained.
有一天学校就告诉家长
Your son bring cigarette to school and smoke secretly.
你的孩子带了香烟到学校来抽。
Wow, and then complain to the parent.
学校就这样告诉家长。
And the father tell the son come.
这个爸爸就叫儿子过来了。
Son, your parent come, your teacher complain you're smoking secretly in the school. It's no good.
儿子啊，学校说你在学校偷偷抽烟吗？这样不好哦。
Don't do it.
不要这样做。
And then the children, of course, ask the father.
那孩子就问爸爸。
Daddy, if it's not good, every day you're doing it after dinner.
那如果不好的话，为什么每天吃完饭你都要去抽一根烟呢？
The father said, No, it's different.
父亲说这不一样。
Then the children, What difference?
孩子说哪里不一样？
I'm old already.
我已经老了，爸爸说。
I've been smoking for decades, right? You're young, you should not be smoking.
而且我已经抽了几十年，你还年轻，你不应该抽烟的。
Well, of course. What is the result? The son didn't even pay attention, even don't respect.
我们都知道结局就是孩子根本不会听。
And one day the father said, "Okay, I quit. You quit, huh?"
有一天父亲就说，好啦，那我戒烟，你也戒吧。
We quit together.
我们一起戒。
Okay, the son said, "Okay, then let's try."
那儿子就说，好啊，我们一起试试看。
Well, this is a perfect example.
那这个就很好的模范。
We sometimes try to learn, tell other people to do what is better than us.
有时候我们告诉别人要做的比我们好。
We set higher standard.
我们把这个标准设得很高。
But we do not do it.
但是我们自己却不做。
Right? Because at home, our children see our true faces.
因为在家里，我们孩子看得很清楚我们的真面目。
How daddy talks to mommy?
今天爸爸怎么对妈妈说话
？How mama respond to daddy?
那当爸爸说话的时候，妈妈又怎么回应他
？Right? How they maintain their house behind closed door?
在他们关起门来，他们如何经营这个家
？Do they show example of love?
他们有。表示出彼此相爱吗
？Do they show example that they truly fear God？
他们有表现出他们真的敬畏神吗
？For example, going to church.
譬如说去到教会。
Do we really prepare ourselves to go to church on Sabbath day？
我们身为家长的人，是不是有真心来准备安息圣日呢
？Get ahead of time, dress up, and then prepare.
早一点起床，把自己打理干净来准备。
Or do we always late？
或者是我们老是迟到。
Of course, one time, two time, right? The traffic jam or something, something happened. Okay, understand.
当然，一次两次，因为交通的问题，或者是突然有事发生。
But if you go to school, you don't want them to be late.
但是如果孩子上学，你不希望他天天迟到吧
？You don't want to miss them any important session.
你不希望他们错过任何一堂重要的课。
But in church, you allow them to miss morning service.
但是在教会，你却无所谓。
Or come late.
啊，迟到。
Or when during the church, you yourself are playing with your phone.
来到教会，你就坐在那里玩你的手机。
Of course, you may say I'm using the Bible.
当然，你可以说我在看圣经。
But God is watching.
但是神也在看。
Yes, this minute you're using the Bible.
是的，这一分钟你在看你的圣经。
But next minute you're checking your Facebook.
但是下一分钟你在看你的脸书。
The other minute you think, oh, the preacher is very boring, and then you look at other news.
在下一分钟你觉得传道讲得好无聊，你在看新闻。
Don't you know that God is watching?
你不知道神在看你吗
？And others are also watching.
别的信徒也在看。
There was one time in another church, a youth was using the cell phone.
在另外一个教会，有一次有一个青年正在看他的手机。
During the service,
就在聚会当中。
The RE teacher later tell him to come.
那之后，这个宗教教育老师就把他叫过来。
Focus on God, you know, we worship God, respect God.
你在敬拜，你在聚会，你就要专心。
But the teacher was defeated totally by one sentence.
但是很快的，这个老师就被打败了。
What did the student say?
这个学生说了什么
？Don't you look so and so and so in the chapel? They are using the same phone. They're watching their own stuff. Why you don't talk to them?
你没有看到谁和谁和谁，他们在会堂也在看他们的手机。你怎么不去告诉他们
？So and so and so, Adele. They don't sit in the chapel. They go outside talking, drinking coffee. Why you don't talk to them?
谁跟谁跟谁，他们是大人，但是他们不坐在会堂聚会，他们在楼下喝咖啡。你怎么不去告诉他们
？Why you talk to us children?
你为什么要来管我们学生呢？
The teacher is so ashamed, don't know what to respond.
这个宗教教老师觉得很不好意思，不知道该怎么回复。
It is true. Sometimes we do not lead by example.
真的，我们很多时候不是用模范来带领
我们的学生。But if you want to be a good shepherd,
但是如果你想要成为一个好牧人
，learn from Jesus.
你要从主耶稣来学。
Set an example first.
你要设立榜样。
How you respect God?
你是如何的敬拜神
？How you pray?
你是如何的祷告
？How you treat other people?
你是如何的对待别人
？How you have a humble heart before God?
你是如何的在神面前有一颗谦卑的心
？Especially if we are being given the task of a leader, of a shepherd.
特别是如果我们被身负重任，要成为一个领导。
Like RE teachers, if you don't come on Friday night, how can that be?
譬如说你是宗教教育老师，但是你礼拜五晚上从来不来聚会。
Or council member, you don't come Friday night service.
或者是负责人，你礼拜五晚上不来聚会。
Thank God it's not happening in Calgary. Our Calgary, most of us are very serious.
那感谢神，我们的负责人跟宗教教育老师礼拜五晚上都非常的认真来出席。
Sometimes I go to other churches.
有时候我去到别的教会。
Friday night already entered Sabbath.
礼拜五晚上已经进入安息。
Most RE teachers not here.
但是很多的宗教教育老师不在现场。
Sometimes council members not here.
有时候连负责人都不在。
If they're here, sometimes they're late.
就算来了也是迟到。
Bad example.
非常不好的模范。
Then how can we change others?
那我们要如何改变别人呢
？So even though you're struggling, you have to sacrifice. You have to put up good example.
所以就算你很挣扎但是你还是要坚持做这个模范
Then you start to influence other people to follow you
你才有办法去影响别人来跟随你
Just like the soldier when they are fighting
就像士兵在前线打仗
The commander cannot say Oh, you know, you guys go, huh? And then you go, right?
那个、
I'll be remote, control, huh?
那个指挥官不能说、哎、你们去我在后面看就好了
They will never succeed
这场仗不可能。
The commander will say, "Now I'm go." Even though there's landmine there, there's machine gun waiting, but we have to go.
这个时候，指挥官就会说：“我带队往前冲。那这个机关枪或者是什么队要准备好。”
Delay. We have to go. Follow me. When I go, you guys follow me.
那当我往前冲的时候，你们这几个队就要跟着我往前冲。
That is how they can win the battle.
这就是他们如何打赢的关键。
Lastly,
最后一点
，The good shepherd.
好牧人。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
第十章十一节。
John chapter 10, verse 11.
约翰福音十章十一节。
One, two, three.
一起读。我是好牧人。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life.For the sheep, that is the most important criteria of a good shepherd.
这是好牧人最重要的特质。
A good shepherd, even though he was given the job, but he didn't treat this as a job.
一个好牧人，他身负这个重任，但是他不把这个只当着一个工作。
Verse 12, let's read verse 12.
我们继续读十二节。
One, two, three.
若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的。他看见狼来，就撇下羊逃走。
And leave the sheep and flee. And the wolves snatches them and scatter the flock. He said, "Someone who may not be a good shepherd."
这里讲到有人不是好牧人。
He just said, "Oh, I just this is just a job."
他说这只是一份工作。
Right, job is I take certain money. I will not risk my life.
工作就是我拿钱办事，但是我不会为这个舍命。
Oh, if the wolves or the lions or any beast come, okay, let you have it, right?
如果有什么野兽猛兽来的时候，就算了吧。
He himself will run away be the first one to run away.
他自己会撇下羊逃走。
Because all he cares is the money.
因为他只在乎钱。
He don't want to risk his life.
他不想要舍命。
This is not a good shepherd.
这就不是好牧人。
But a good shepherd is not like that.
好牧人不是这样。
He will look at the sheep as his own.
他会把羊当作他自己的。
Yes, it belongs to God.
是的，这些羊虽然是属于神的。
My children actually given by God.
我的孩子是从神而来。
The members belong to God.
这些信徒是属神的。
But actually, it's mine too.
但是也是我的。
As if it is mine.
我要把它当成我的。
Because God entrusted to me.
因为神把他们交托在我手中。
So when the sheep face difficulty, he will be the first one to go there.
所以当羊面临困难的时候，好牧人第一个就到现场。
He will not run away to try to escape the responsibility.
他绝对不会第一个跑走，然后想要推卸责任。
He will not say I'm too busy, you know, maybe someone else can do it.
他不会说啊，我太忙了，有谁可以去做呢？
People are dying.
有人正在死亡边缘。
Spiritually are dying.
属灵的死亡边缘。
If you don't go, if you don't do anything, maybe it is too late.
如果你什么都不做，也不去关心，那可能有一天就太迟了。
Or if your own children.
或者是你自己的孩子。
Yeah, your children already having some problem.
你的孩子已经出现问题了。
Already rebellious.
已经开始叛逆。
Because you ignore them, you neglect them.
因为你忽略了他们。
But now, if you don't sacrifice your career, your time, or other things.
现在你不放下你的工作，或是你个人的休闲时间。
If you don't sacrifice your own good, if you don't refocus, then you cannot change him.
你不放下你自己想做的事而去关心他们，那到最后你可能就失去他们了。
Or if you do not change your own character.
或者是你不改变自己的个性
，then you cannot get them back。
那你也不可能把他们赢回来。
So in order to save the sheep, sometimes you have to sacrifice certain things。
所以为了要把羊救回来，我们是要牺牲一些东西的。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ。
就像主耶稣基督一样。
If he didn't sacrifice his heavenly thrones，
如果他没有放弃他天上的宝座
，his heavenly palace，
他天上的宫殿
，his glory, his magnificent, the angels surrounding him, worship him, praising him every day。
他天上的荣耀跟所有的荣美，还有天使围在他身边的赞美。
If he do not sacrifice all that,
如果他不牺牲所有的那一切
，How can he come to save us?
他要如何能够下来救我们呢
you cannot have both.
你不可能两者兼得。
You have to make a choice.
你终究是要选择的。
And even when Lord Jesus Christ is on the earth.
而且就算主耶稣在这个世界上
Not only he come to the world to preach,
他不是只有来到世界来传福音
is to lay down his life for his sheep.
他是来这世上为他的羊放下他的生命。
He came to die.
他是来为我们受死的。
You know, every one of us, human being, we try to live longer.
我们每一个身为人的人，我们都想要活越久越好。
That's why we go to see doctor.
这就是我们为什么要去看医生。
Try to have operation.
或者是要开刀。
To eat vitamin, exercise.
吃维他命或者是做养生运动。
We try to live a little bit longer.
因为我们想要活久一点。
Because we think life is good, the longer is better.
因为我们觉得活在这世上不错，能够活越久越好。
Lord Jesus Christ, He came to die.
但是主耶稣他来这世上，就是为了要我们为我们死。
To die on the cross.
为了我们钉在十字架上。
To die the most terrific, very gruesome way.
是用这个最残酷的刑罚而死。
If you think about this,
如果你这样想
，This is the good shepherd.
这就是好牧人。
Now today, are you a good shepherd?
今天你是好牧人吗
？Do you want to sacrifice a little bit about more of your time?
你想要为了你的羊牺牲一点点时间吗？
Don't even talk about you physically die for someone.
不要谈到你真正为谁来放下你的生命。
Do you want to sacrifice just a little bit of your time?
你愿意为别人牺牲一点点你的时间吗
？It was in another place.
在另外一个地方。
I want to visit someone.
我想要去探访一个人。
I call one of the coworkers.
我打给一个同工。
I want him to go with me.
我想要他跟我一起去。
To visit that person.
去探访。
And then he answered me.Oh, sorry, preacher. Today I'm not free.
他说，传道，今天我很忙。
I have to go to library.
我要去图书馆。
我说 ，Okay, thank you.
我说
，I don't force him.
好，谢谢，我不勉强他。
In my heart, I was thinking.
在我心里，我就想。
You already retired.
你已经退休了。
Every day you can go to library.
每天你都可以去图书馆。
Even you go to library one day late, you won't anything will not happen.
就算你晚一天去图书馆会怎么样呢
？You can drop the books there.
你也可以把书就放在外面的还书箱。
Or you can online renew the books.
或者是你可以上网去延长这个还书的日期。
But he think going to library is more important, then I don't force him.
但是他觉得他去图书馆是更重要的事情，所以我就不勉强他了。
But another coworker.
但是这有另外一个同工。
Well, there was another time in another place.
在另外一个时间，另外一个地方。
I call him. I say there's an emergency visitation.
有一天有一个非常紧急的探访。
I need somebody to go with me.
我需要有人陪我去。
And then the coworker already immediately said.
那一个同工他马上就说。
When and where?
什么时候在什么地方
？Give me the address. I'll meet you there.
给我地址，我跟你在那里碰面。
And then I ask, how about your work?
我问他说，那你的工作怎么办
？So don't worry, I'll take a few hours off.
他说没关系，我会放下几个小时。
It's emergency. We have to go.
这么紧急，我们要马上去。
Because it's God's sheep.
因为是神的羊。
We have to go.
我们要去。
Are you going to lay down your life?
你愿意舍命吗
？Life represents your time.
生命代表你的时间。
Life represents your heart.
生命代表你的心。
If you're willing to lay down,
如果你愿意放下
，you'll be like Jesus. You are the good shepherd.
你就会像主耶稣，是个好牧人。
We one day will have to report to this wonderful chief shepherd.
有一天，我们要向天上的牧长来做报告。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗
？Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
We sing hymn change to number 29.
我们一起唱赞美诗二十九首。
This hymn is very touching.
这首诗非常的令人感动。
Talks about the good shepherd has lost one sheep.
这里讲到有一个好牧人，他失去了一只羊。
Instead of forsaking this sheep and let him die in the wilderness.
他不想要这只羊自己在旷野里面走失，然后死亡。
He put down the 99 in the flock.And then go to search for him.
他把99只羊放在羊圈，然后独自出发去找这只羊。
And that lost sheep is you and I.
那一只迷羊就是你跟我。
Let's sing 29.